Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Possibly the only thing dumber than that song would be the fact that Laura knows all the words. There you go.
Now, do not knock Lizzo.
Lizzo, the only thing I like is her insertion of the words Minnesota Vikings. What?
I love that song.
No, actually, there's something so stupid about it. I like it, too.
I find
myself doing a little dance to
it. Yep, it's catchy.
A dance that no one would ever want to see.
It's a good dance.
Whether it's in front of the bathroom mirror or not,
Or
right here in the studio. Speaking of dumb music and dumb award shows, wait, were we speaking of dumb award shows?
No, stop it. Don't you be knocking on the VMAs that were last night.
The VMAs were on last night. A lot of good came of it and a lot of stupidity.
We have to talk about Missy Elliott. Throwing it back, man.
Or John Travolta throwing the F-bomb.
Oopsies.
Well, here's the winners.
Best New Artist. Billie Eilish!
Hey, Bill.
For good. Taylor Swift, you need to calm down.
Best Hip Hop.
Cardi B!
The Best Land Video.
For Best Pop, the Jonas Brothers.
How about those Jonas Boys?
For Best Collaboration,
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
The Song of the Year.
Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
I didn't hear any.
Video of the Year.
Taylor Swift.
There you go. Now you can knock Taylor Swift all you want, but I think she is the poop. I think she's the real deal.
The cat's meow, if you will.
The cat's meow. I mean, I think what she's doing
T-Swift.
Right now is great.
She's great. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. Oh my gosh, my man Jonathan Van Ness was there. He was a presenter in all of his fantastic glory. His Instagram story was amazing last night.
All his fantastic glory. Okay.
He had on sky high heels. Like, I just could not with his outfit. It was perfection. I loved every second of it. But then Missy Elliott bringing back that little girl who was in her OG music video.
Yeah, long
and then
time
she
ago.
Danced on stage. She was also in those like Cheaper by the Dozen films as a little kid.
Yep.
I don't know what she's been doing recently, but I watched Missy's new music video, obviously Throwing It Back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like she took it way back.
Way back.
Way, way back.
Like a Flashback Friday way back.
Uh-huh. To how Missy Elliott started and just like those little snippets of all of her original music videos from back in the day when MTV played music videos.
Misty Misdemeanors.
There it is. Exactly. I appreciated her performance last night. I thought it was great.
Back to the T-Swift, man. She let the White House have it too.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah. Oops. It was cool.
Taylor Swift! You need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
Voted. Award. So I first want to say thank you to the fans because in this video several points were made. So you voting for this video means that you want a world where we're all treated equally under the law.
How about that?
Regardless of who we love, regardless of how we identify, at the end of this video, there was a petition, and there still is a petition, for the Equality Act, which basically just says we all deserve equal rights under the law.
How about that?
I want to thank everyone who signed that petition because it now has 500,000 signatures, which is 5 times the amount that it would need to warrant a response from the White House. Thank you to the fans for everything you do for us. Thank you, MTV, for lifting up this point in this video. We love you.
Taylor Swift, man, like she's grown up.
Yeah, keeping it classy, though.
Yep,
no cheap shots, just saying, hey, we all deserve equal rights. Mm-hmm. 500,000 people agree with me. Props
Five
T-Swift.
Five times
the amount needed
for a White House response.
Hey, props T-Swift.
T-Swift. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Oh, Tom Lauren, swivel hips, Catrillo over there.
What did I call him? Hipster McHipstonstein?
Hipster McHipstonstein. Where in our contract does it say we have to watch the news guy dance around the studio occasionally?
He loves the song, Let Him Have His Moment.
Yes,
I do. A big VMA winner last night, the Video Music Awards.
As it
and
should be.
According to YouTube and the songs of the summer, it comes in at number 5, Shawn Mendes and Camilo Cabello. And Señorita. Guess what the number 1 song of the summer is, according to YouTube now.
Okay, let's hear it.
That Old Town Road thing. Riding your horse.
Gotcha. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a lot of silence. Yeah. That was a lot of silence.
Okay, Sunflower, Post Malone was number 2. I like that song.
No Guidance.
Chris Brown and Drake. Ooh, there's a combination. And my girl, Billie Eilish. As I call her.
You do like to call her Billie
Eilish.
That
bad guy thing with the Biebs. Mm-hmm. Number 4, Señorita.
I agree with all of them, although the number 1 is not my favorite.
No, me either.
Señorita should be number 1.
In your mind and heart, for sure.
Yes.
In his mind and heart.
And hips.
Yeah.
Okay. Hipster McHipster, or whatever you called him, has the news coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. It was 60 degrees in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill, overlooking all the blinking lights in Northumberland.
It's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
There'll be regular lights on Thursday.
So. Yeah. There's two blinky traffic lights, and then there's all the fire companies. Everything's blinking.
When will the madness end, is my question.
Thanksgiving,
yes.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We will have so much to be thankful for.
That's true.
Tom and Lori in the morning.
Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Always worth the drive to Route 45.
94KX, Tom and Lori in the morning. There's a rumor going around that somebody locally is trying to get the Pretenders to perform. That would be interesting. Maybe in the future.
That would be super fun.
Chrissy Hynde, man, she rocks it. That's from the 80s. That goes way back. But if you know the Pretenders, there's Brass in Pocket, mm-hmm. Don't Get Me Wrong, a whole bunch of cool songs. That would be neat.
That would be very cool.
So maybe we will see them maybe in somebody's backyard in the future or at some big giant fire company in the area.
I could dig it.
So could I. Or maybe at the social club. Hey, what's going on in Norrie today? Everything's blinking, okay? We have blinking traffic lights that are going to become active on Thursday, which means Northumberland will have twice as many traffic lights. They'll go from 2 to 4.
Amazing. I will say, though, at Water and Water and King Streets, you remember they used to have the traffic light there? So you could come down and you could turn left onto Water Street, but they took it away. That one needs to go back.
You think it needs to be turned back on, then it'll...
I vote for a traffic light at that junction permanently. All the other ones, though.
I don't know why they're needed, but...
I'm not sure.
I remember when Northumberland got their first traffic light.
Oh, really?
I was on the air here, and, they already had the one at King and Water, but when they got the one at Duke, I did a big thing on the air for, hooray, we have our second traffic light. We are no longer a one traffic light town. I got response from all over the state on that one.
When I was very, very little, the blinking light at the intersection of 54 and 487 in Aliesburg went from like a four-way stop to a traffic light.
And it was a big
deal. That was a big deal. We got a traffic light in Aliesburg. I remember that.
So I said, you people who are born and raised in Northumberland, you could no longer say you live in a one traffic light town. The old cliche, because there are 2. Now there's 4, maybe even 5. And then what the heck is that blinking thing on 5th Street by the Hookies? It scared the bejesus out of me this morning.
I didn't see that.
Okay, here's the deal. You ever, those speedometer things, they let you know how fast you're going?
Oh, and they yell at you. Flash really, really fast.
Somebody put one on 5th Street by the fire company.
That's someone. I think it was PennDOT.
Why?
To slow you down.
If they want to slow somebody down, they should slow the wholesome trucks that run all the stop signs coming through Norrie to load up on 5th Street. Mm-hmm. They feel like it's their driveway when it's actually a street. So I'm coming down the street today.
On your way to work.
I may have been going a little fast. It was a little bit after 5.
Sure.
And I'm like just putzing down 5th Street and all of a sudden, poof, this thing lights up like the 4th of July in my face telling me I'm going like 28 and a 25 or whatever. I'm like, hey, what the heck?
28 miles an hour?
Or whatever it was. I didn't
even
see.
There is no way.
It was blinking.
That you were driving 28 miles an hour.
Okay, I may have been going a little bit faster than
like that. Like 68.
No, 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 no. But I do drive faster. This thing, like, it gets madder at you the faster you're driving.
Really?
Yeah, so it's not just yellow now. It's yellow and it's got some blue in it and some red and it's blinking. I'm like, what the
heck?
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's always an adventure driving through Northumberland anymore.
It certainly is. Keep up the good work, people.
Surprises abound.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Shut up and kiss me. News is coming up next to check on sports, to check on AccuWeather. There's a woman who is getting a divorce from her husband because he's too loving.
We were talking about this this morning. We were.
It's ridiculous.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. She says her husband is driving her crazy because he cooks, he cleans, and he never argues with her.
What's wrong with her?
Once she committed to put on some pounds on purpose, so he went on a diet with her. And exercised with her. He exercised so hard that he injured himself.
Oh.
The one quote is what's getting me.
Okay.
I was choked by extreme love and affection.
She was choked by extreme love.
He even helped me clean the house. I long for just one day of dispute. Is she nuts?
She is nuts.
This has got to be one of those. She's got to be one of these stupid people that just are doing this because they want that attention.
This seems impossible with my romantic husband who always forgives me and showers me with gifts.
He showers her with gifts and she wants a divorce.
All right, no. No. No, you need to live with this kind human.
She clearly just wants attention.
Obviously.
Quote, I need a real discussion, even an argument once in a while, not this hassle-free life of obedience.
That sounds like a dream. Are you kidding me? And here's the thing. My husband's a good egg. He's a great egg. Like, I love him to pieces.
Okay.
If I came home and the house was cleaned top to bottom without leaving a list, I would literally lose my mind. I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
My wife would do the same thing, too.
So there it is.
And I'm sure you do the same thing, right? Like, you ask for a list. My husband's great.
Exactly.
He's like, just tell me what you want done and I'll do it. But just to, like, not have to instruct or tell. Oh, my Lord.
I was married once. Did you guys know that?
No, I was married once. Wow.
And every time I got a list, I threw it away. That may have been the beginning of the end.
Oh, well.
You think?
Maybe.
Or on Sunday, I'd be laying on the couch, and she'd say, what are we doing today? And I'd say, you're looking at it.
Oh, my God.
Well,
Tom.
Yeah.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. She's got him on the mind. Right before news, we talked about the woman who filed for divorce because her husband was too perfect. What's up now?
Yes, who is this? And are there any more around?
Right? Right? Who is this person? And can I have one too?
That's right. Right?
Hey, maybe I'm that guy.
No, you're not.
You wish.
Thanks for calling. That's just too funny.
I feel like women everywhere are just going to be asking themselves why this individual is divorcing her husband for being too affectionate and too helpful around the house.
And then they're going to try to find that guy.
Uh-huh.
And make sure. Yeah, they get theirs. All right, Tom and Laura in the morning. Murphy, the morning show dog, sitting in today. He's a little restless. He smells my everything bagel.
He wants the bagel. It's your fault, though.
I gave him some last week.
Uh-huh.
And he's a very smart dog.
He is.
So I've hidden the bagel, and he's not going to get any.
No, he's okay.
All right, let's talk about a different Murphy. Not Murphy, the morning show dog. Eddie Murphy is returning to Saturday Night Live.
First time in 35 years. Now, he was back once in 2015. That was just for an appearance, though.
Right.
Not hosting.
Hosting the show. Wow. In case you are of the third generation of Tom and Laura in the morning, mm-hmm. That would be Matt. You might not remember old Eddie. Here's some classic stuff from 1984.
Dear Eddie Murphy, I'm 9 years old and I am your biggest fan. The part I like best is when you say, kill my landlord and I hate the white people.
Kill the white people!
In fact, I'm very fond of white people. When I was growing up, we had a white maid.
I'm Gumby, damn it!
Gumby! It's one hell of a day in my neighborhood. A hell of a day for a neighbor. Could you be mine?
Now
I hope I get to move in your neighborhood someday. The problem is when I move in, y'all move away. Who could that be? This is how you answer a door in my neighborhood.
Who is it?
It's James Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub Party.
Second hot tub.
James Brown at the hot tub party. It'll be so good. It'll be so good to have Eddie back on SNL December 21. You think it'll be the Christmas special?
Quite possibly. It'll be pretty good.
You think Eddie will be in the Santa suit again this year? Oh, my.
Oh, goodness. I'm not sure. We posted up the list, though. SNL tweeted out. It's on our Facebook page and WQKX.com.
Check it out. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
Sources at the White House say that multiple times President Trump has asked if a nuclear bomb could stop a hurricane. Yeah, luckily every time he asked, his 13-year-old son told him no.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, birthday buddy time. But before we do, I like to look for musical birthdays and give the crew here a chance to sing. Mace is 44 today. Remember Puff Daddy's buddy Mace? More problems, more money, more problems.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
That's right. Mace was a big part of that song. And then no one decided to play him on the radio because his language was too bad. He tried to make a comeback and it failed.
Well, there is that. Yeah.
Cypress Hills Bobo is 51 years old today. Imagine somebody named Bobo being 51. Is he still Bobo? Like, is Puff Daddy?
I just remember Bobo the Mime from Full House.
Of course.
Well, it was like Puff Daddy was like P. Diddy, and then Puffy, and then Puff Daddy, and then Sean Combs.
Now he's just Sean Combs, I guess. So when is Bobo going to stop being Bobo? That's my question. Don't think if you remember this guy, Glenn Matlock is 63 today. He was one of the original members of the Sex Pistols. They were such a raunchy punk band when I was in college. So there's really nobody musically, unless, of course, you consider Pee Wee Herman musical.
What am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
What's the word of the day?
The word of the day is Bobo. From Cypress Hill. Paul Rubens is 67 today. Happy birthday, Pee Wee.
Yeah,
now
happy
it's
birthday.
Time for the local celebs. We call them Tom and Loris.
Birthday buddies!
All right. Happy birthday to Abby Schnecker of Lewisburg. She's 39.
A very happy birthday to John Phoenix from Cole Township, 57 today.
Dawn Rowland is 65. Happy birthday.
Amber Wickard of Mifflinburg is 33 today.
Kathleen Baker is 59.
Deanna Troxel from New Columbia is 53. Happy birthday.
Angie Frederick from Winfield is 39 today.
Kristen James is 48.
Dee Shirley from Watsontown is 57. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Anne-Marie Rochelle from Milton. She's 63.
Latricia Yelcom is 20 today.
Greg Hampshire is 42. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Bernice Cresswell. She's 73.
Lauren Garinkowski from Shimokin is 33.
Jennifer Huff from Lewisburg is lordy lordy 40 today.
Carla Kerstetter is 47 today. Happy birthday.
Melissa Keene is 48.
Jennifer Madden from Ranshaw is 39. Happy birthday.
Nobody on the text club today.
Couple from Facebook.
Okay.
We have Ron Tozek, who's 67. Natalie Carr, who's attending Midwest High School, is sweet 16 today.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good one out there in Midwest. Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
On 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. At 7:46, getting ready for another party out in Tommy's backyard. No, not me.
Tom Webb's backyard. Because it's time for Spyglass Ridge Winery to host another backyard concert. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. It's Big and Rich coming this Saturday. What caller do we want to take?
We're going to take caller number 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Number 4.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-326.
94KX.
And what do you usually say?
Good luck.
Yeah. 94KX, here's caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jo Beth.
Hey, where are you from, Jo Beth?
I'm from Barron.
All right, you're on your way to see Big and Rich this coming weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening, Jo Beth.
You bet.
94KX, I love that song. Never really heard it a couple of times. It's just got that 70s funk feel. The latest from Ariana Grande. News is coming up next. A check on sports and a check on weather. Try It Tuesday on the way. The new M&Ms. Laura's got them all, and
no,
we're going to eat them all.
I don't have them
Well, we missed one, but we don't have to tell anybody.
I feel like such a failure.
We don't have to tell anybody.
We got a majority of them.
I have an excellent substitute, though, and I was totally unaware that this particular flavor was an M&M flavor.
Who wants English toffee anyways? I forget about it.
Right? No, anyway. There's a better flavor that I substituted for the English shop. We'll talk about it. That's coming up.
That's coming up next hour. Always positive. Always positive thinking.
I try this. I feel like though for this morning show, I spend a significant amount of time in grocery stores and or Walmart looking for these things.
Looking for stuff that's not in Central PA yet, but it's on the national news.
It is.
So we try. Hey, trying is I guess half of it. Are you a half full glass or a half empty glass kind of person?
Always half full.
I know you are.
Yeah.
How about you, Matt? Because you puzzle me a bit.
I don't know. I kind of go back and forth, honestly. I'm not on one set stone, so to speak.
Okay.
I do love sassy negative Matt.
Yeah, when he gets crazy with Murphy here. Sit down, stupid.
Hey, what are you doing? Now, don't bite your mother. Why are you biting your mother?
Yeah. All of a sudden, he's from Long Island.
It's great.
A new study says that humans have been searching for centuries for the secret of long life. And a new study says that if you are a half glass full kind of person, you will live longer, as in past the age of 85.
Whoa, really?
I don't think I'm going to make it that long, and yes. I am a half glass.
Yes, you are.
I got broken pieces.
Yeah, but you're getting them all fixed.
Exactly.
And you turned over a new leaf, and you've been eating well and exercising. I have faith in you, Tommy.
I do, too.
Thank you. Because a few years ago, I did decide, like, no more negativity. Like, even if it means, like, you don't even talk to some of your relatives. It's like, I just don't like people that are always complaining or always got a gripe. So I'm trying to stay positive. I'm trying to be the glass is half full. But if you're on the way to work right now, you might want to reconsider your life.
Do you know what helps?
A positive person.
Do you know what helps?
What helps?
Just smile a little bit. Seriously.
Laugh.
Just, like, laugh or smile. Like, if you're in a bad mood, go, and take a deep breath. And then suddenly your mood changes.
There it is. News is next. Think about it, people. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. On the way to work, we're on a Try It Tuesday. There are 3 new flavors of M&Ms. And the voting has been wrapped up. So we're eating these for absolutely no reason at all.
Other than the fact that I like to torture you sometimes with the interesting, diverse, and unique flavors from all over the globe, which is the purpose of these brand new international
M&Ms.
Oh, now I'm a little bit, I liked M&Ms, but now I'm a little bit nervous.
You should be.
So I was wondering a sure save in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
You had to go all the way to Cherry Hill, and you still didn't come home with the winner.
No.
So we're going to do a substitute flavor.
Yes.
The winner in the latest M&Ms was English Toffee.
Which sounds delicious.
Yeah,
that does.
That's why you can't find them anywhere.
The other 2 international flavors are Mexican Jalapeno and Thai Coconut.
That actually sounds a little bit better.
I think I'd eat the coconut from Thailand before I eat a jalapeno.
Well, we're going to eat all of them.
We're going to eat all 3.
And we each need to try at least 2 of each flavor. Now, the wild card flavor, though.
Okay.
It's not a peanut M&M flavor.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find the English toffee peanut.
Right.
Are you ready for this, though?
Look at it. Yeah, what do you got?
Hazelnut spread.
Ah, here we go.
Nutella-filled M&Ms.
That is probably going to be the winner.
Right? Yes.
This sounds like a previous Try It Tuesday if you say Nutella.
Nutella.
We tried that once.
So I got the sharing size.
Okay.
Here they are.
Okay,
and
good.
Oh, Murphy is very interested, but this will kill you, buddy.
that's what I told him Murph earlier, but he didn't listen.
Peppers are not good for dogs, neither are chocolates.
Hey, stay down.
All right.
So we're going to go Facebook Live and we're going to try it.
Here's the deal, though. I don't do jalapenos. So that's when you go to the bullpen and you send for the right-hander, intern Nick.
Guess what? Intern Nick and you, we're all trying them. We're trying all three.
Oh, we're all trying them.
We're all trying them all.
All right.
We're gonna set up our camera, and okay. We're going to gather around, and we're all giving them a shot.
All right. Facebook Live, jalapeno M&Ms, coming up next.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning, on the way to work. Hardworking Pennsylvanians, yes or no? A new survey out of the hardest working states in the country and the least hardest working states. And I think we should be a little embarrassed in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because we're part of the 10 least hardest working states.
I'm surprised by that slightly.
Mm.
I thought we were better than that.
We're bunched in with West Virginia.
Yeah, that's an insult.
It really is.
Ouch.
Wow.
But how is New York bunched in there? Because I feel like the city of New York makes up for the state.
No, does it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, majority of its population is there, so I could see that.
Everybody kind of looks like they're always working hard in New York City. Everybody always has somewhere to go.
Yeah, they're always in a hurry.
On a mission.
So I don't know if that translates to working hard, but yeah, on a mission. Here's the 10 hardest working states in America. Mm-hmm. North Dakota, Alaska. It's just hard to work up there because you're frozen.
I was going to say, true. I think you just have to work hard to live up there.
And it's dark.
South Dakota. So North Dakota and South Dakota in the top three. Texas, Nebraska, Hawaii? Do you work hard in Hawaii?
I was there for my honeymoon and I know I didn't work too hard.
Isn't that the definition of honeymoon?
Well, this is true.
Okay, let's move on. Wyoming, Colorado, Virginia, and Maryland, the top 10.
Hmm.
Wow.
You know why North Dakota is the hardest working?
Why is that?
Because of Carson Wentz.
What? The leader in that.
Why does it always have to be about the Philadelphia Eagles?
It's not, and it doesn't.
Okay, the 10 least hardworking states, West Virginia. There it is. Rhode Island?
That surprises
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah. New Mexico.
Hmm.
Michigan.
Really?
Ohio. The Ohio. Oregon, Connecticut.
Penn State fans would say that the Ohio is cheating. That's
right.
Why they're not working hard.
Connecticut and Rhode Island are both in the least working states.
Really?
Then New York, like you said. Illinois. And Pennsylvania.
How is Florida not in this top 10?
Yeah, everybody's retired down there.
They're average, those Floridians.
Wow.
But why is Pennsylvania in the worst?
I don't get that. We got a lot of hardworking people, especially around here.
I was
going to
say, I'm a little bit insulted here.
So am I.
Wallet Hub or wherever.
Yes.
I'm a little PO'd. I mean, we work hard.
I'm insulted. We too.
Hmm.
If so, I think we should go on a campaign to change the image of Pennsylvania.
See what happens when they close Woodmore, though?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
There you go. You just slip.
Yeah, I guess so.
Slip right out.
Well, it's on the way back up.
Pink. She's a glass half full kind of person. She believes someone's perfect for her. There you go. 844. Be listening all day today. Now, we could be leaving the air here in a few minutes, but 94KX and Seals Grove Ford have your chance to win Penn State home team home field tickets all season long. And maybe, just maybe, Sean Carey has a chance for you to win coming up. Murphy's pretty sure Sean Carey has a chance to win.
He wants to go to Happy Valley.
Murphy's pretty sure that Sean Carey has something for him to eat.
Yeah. No, he's got his tennis ball stuck under the chair.
Oh, he got it stuck. Thanks, intern Nick.
So Nick is going to help out.
That was my
bad.
I made him fetch it. I kicked a little too far.
So we have to listen for the lion roar, right?
Yeah, or Murphy barking. Listening
one
for that.
Two.
Don't do that lion roar.
Try it. Because you do a good
real cat.
No,
that's not it either. Listen for the Penn State Nittany Lion roar for your cue to call and be caller number 9 on our Ford Fun Line.
Try again.
And you qualify for the tickets. Just stop. The tickets will be given away Friday right here on 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning making way for Sean Carey. And he's going to want to pet Murph for a while.
I think so.
Could Murphy hang out for a bit?
Murphy can hang out for a little bit.
All right.
He's a good boy. He's laying right here at my feet.
Intern Nick is really liking Murphy, too, and he's a cat guy.
I know. And he said first day, he was like, I'm more of a cat person. I said, well, we're going to bring Murphy in on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in a couple times a week now. He's older. He can stay at home.
Yep.
But he's a chill
camper.
I've barely had to yell at him lately.
I know.
Which is good, Matt.
It is very good.
Hey, coming up tomorrow morning, the Wise Center for the Performing Arts said Bucknell will be in talking about the season, which starts this weekend.
Yes, it does. Our friend Kathy will be in. Always like seeing her. Also, it's Wednesday at the Wash. What else tomorrow? I think the Murph will be in tomorrow again.
Oh, will he?
Yeah,
nice.
We'll bring him.
Kathy won't take any crap off him, so.
No, that's good.
She'll tackle him. She's a tough Chicago girl.
Is she? There oh, you go.
Yeah. Born and raised North Side.
What else? I feel like.
He does.
I feel like I'm going to steal a bag of those M&Ms to take home with me.
Okay.
But it's not going to be the coconut.
I'd steal the coconut in a hot second.
Do you want the coat? I'll give those to you.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Take those
home. The big question is, who takes the jalapenos?
Not me.
Intern Nick kind of liked them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he did.
All right, let Sean sample them, and
we will.
We'll see what happens. Sean Carey's next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.